What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, and JP running the three-man show with EB in Kansas City, following his daughter around playing volleyball at a tournament. Coming up later this hour, Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:45. But joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, it's Jason Sobel, PGA Tour Radio, CBS Sports HQ. What's up, Jason?
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, before we get into any specifics, well, do you like one of our parlay plays today? We put together a parlay, and our producer, Valdez, likes Oberg and the three ball.
He's plus 180.
Plus 180 against Rory and Bhatia.
And Akshay. Yeah. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I think Rory might come back a little bit. Remember, it was just two holes yesterday, and he's got to do something at some point. So he might come back, but I think Oberg is just—he was built in a lab for this golf course.
Yeah.
What do you think of Rory blowing off the media? Is that just him wanting to get more practice? Is that typical for him? He seems like usually friendly to the media, but I guess he was pissed at the way obviously the last four holes went.
I have mixed feelings about this, and obviously went through this with Colin Morikawa last month at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. He lost and didn't speak with the media, and then afterwards it blew up even bigger when he said, I don't owe you guys anything.
Mm-hmm.
Rory also did this after losing the U.S. Open last year in heartbreaking fashion. Now, I think we take it on a player-by-player basis. Now, as a human, I completely understand, like, hey, he's mad. He doesn't want to sit there and talk about what went wrong today. He wants to leave. That said, I have been in not even interview settings, but casual conversations with Rory McIlroy where he's spoken about the need for players to make themselves more accessible, to do more with the media. Justin Thomas wrote a letter earlier this year to his PGA Tour peers saying, hey, we've got to do more. We've got to get ourselves out there. We've got to essentially say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
That said, you can't really pick and choose your moments. If you're Rory McIlroy, you can't say, hey, I just won at Pebble Beach. Come on, guys, I'll do all the interviews. This is fun. And then when you don't play well and make a couple double bogeys down the stretch, say, okay, now I don't want to talk. I mean, I guess he can pick and choose because that's exactly what he did. But I feel like for a player who's so front-facing, who's spoken openly about having all the other players do the same thing and be open and honest,
right,
and make personalities of themselves, for him to blow off the media, I don't like it as much as if it was somebody else who hasn't spoken with those terms.
So what do you make of how he finished those last four holes? I mean, through 14, he was four under. I think he was T2, you know, and that would have been a huge story coming into round two as Scheff and Rory at four under or better. But what was your take on how he played 15 and 17?
It honestly might be the perfect microcosm of Rory McIlroy's Masters career.
Right.
We've seen this for a decade and a half now that he gets into contention and then blows it or starts poorly and finishes strong and has a backdoor top five finish. I mean, we've seen this over the years from Rory that it's just there's something. We know it's there. We know the talent's there. He's played like the best player in the world. He's played better than Scottie Scheffler over the first 3 months of this year. So what is it? It's between the ears. He knows it's mental. We know it's mental. It's just a matter of overcoming that. And quite frankly, it's dealing with adversity when it happens. And I've spoken many times about Rory McIlroy's body language. If you turn on your TV, you haven't looked at the leaderboard, you haven't seen the shot, and you see Rory McIlroy, you know exactly how he's playing. When he's playing well, he's got a little smile on his face. He's almost bouncing down the fairways. He's got his chest puffed out a little bit. When he is not playing well, his head's down, the shoulders are slumped, he's kind of trudging down the fairways. And you could see that instantaneously yesterday. As soon as that chip on 15 went from over the back of the green to it really wasn't a bad chip. It just kept on falling down that front slope into the tributary there in front of the green, and he wound up making a double bogey from there on in. I get it. Like, you can't just bounce down the fairway and be like, hey, let's smile, I just made double bogey.
Right.
But gosh, his body language changes so much as soon as one little bit of adversity happens.
Jason, pretty remarkable what Fred Couples did yesterday. He's 65. He cards a first round 71, so he breaks par. He set a record for longest time between rounds under par in Masters history. He first did it in 1983, and he did it again yesterday in the year 2025, 42 years between breaking par. So he's ahead of Nicklaus and Watson in that category now.
It's amazing. I spoke with Freddie after the round yesterday, and you could tell he was pleased with himself. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, look, if I feel okay and I've got the right clubs in my bag, and he's kind of figured that out over the last little bit, I can play golf around here. And it's a once-a-year thing. He's coming off a 54th place finish at the PGA Tour Champions event just last weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's not exactly like he was trending in the right direction for this, but the man steps foot at Augusta National and absolutely knows what to do. By the way, a hole out with a 6 hybrid from 186 yards with a yellow ball, no less, on 14 yesterday.
Yeah.
I went back through the archives. I looked. He had never had, because he was asked about this, and he's like, I don't know. I don't remember. But he had never had an eagle on a par 4 at Augusta National before, and he does it at the age of 65.
Wow, I know, it's crazy. All right, let's talk about Rose. Just an unbelievable round yesterday with the 8 birdies. 22 putts, that's absurd, Jason. And historically, he's played really well in round one at the Masters. It's, of course, as you know, he broke the record. He's done it 5 times now. He's been the leader 5 times after one. But he always, in those other 4 years, he's always had a blow-up round. A couple of those he shot in the 80s to kind of fall out of it. But give us your thoughts, man. He was so smooth yesterday and just putting him, he just looked relaxed, smooth, happy, confident, you know, all those positives. Talk about Rosie yesterday and what are your expectations now? He's already teed off.
That was absolutely one of those rounds where the other players look at the score and go, what course was that guy playing? In fact, Ludvig Åberg, after his round, he finished a little bit after Justin Rose, and he goes, man, I looked at the leaderboards, and I'm like, that can't be right.
Uh-huh.
So what is he doing out there? He must be playing great golf. And so, yeah, the other players are going to see that and say, oh, man, we've got some work to do to go catch Justin Rose. I spoke with him after the round for Masters Radio, and I said, you know, what is it about Thursdays at Augusta? Because he now has held or shared the first-round lead 5 different times in his career, and he said, I don't know. I just love the place. I had a good breakfast. I felt pretty good going out there. I worked, you know, kind of stepped on the gas pedal a little bit. Birdie, birdie, birdie to start. I don't know that it's sustainable. Putting the way he did yesterday and trying to continue that for three more rounds. But look, as Scottie Scheffler said yesterday, and there is a not even a trend. I mean, this is what happens at Augusta National. There is what we've seen over the years that you have to be inside the top 10 or at least very close to it in order to win this golf tournament. You don't really win this one coming from behind. And Scottie said, look, I mean, it's always better to be closer to the lead than further away.
Right.
The better you shoot, it's just math. The better you shoot, the more of a chance you have of winning the golf tournament. I'm sure Justin Rose is looking at it that way right now, that 7-under in the first round gets you some nice crystal. He's going to have a nice dinner party someday with all that crystal that he's got for all these first-round leads. But, again, doesn't really mean much, but it's a better start than anybody else.
Talking to Jason Sobel, PGA Tour Radio, CBS Sports HQ. Why don't more people root for Scottie Scheffler?
It's a good question. I feel like he got the general public, the masses, on his side last year for getting arrested. Gave him some street cred when he was arrested in Louisville during the PGA Championship. Other than that, I've often heard that Scottie is boring. Mm. And you know, some of that, okay, might be just personality-driven. I mean, he's a guy that I think does a better job of blocking out the noise than maybe anyone we've ever seen in golf. I mean, Jack Nicklaus, when he won in 86 here, he had a headline taped to his refrigerator about how Nicklaus couldn't win that year. So he was certainly reading the headlines, and he knew what was out there. Tiger, for years, told us, I don't watch, I don't listen. I guarantee he was watching and listening. I know that he was. Rory McIlroy certainly does as well. I honestly think that Scottie Scheffler has no idea what's being said, what's being written about him. And so he just kind of, you know, he's a family guy. He's a guy that just sort of really likes playing golf and likes playing good golf. And he's very competitive. And there's not much else. I think that, you know, because of that, there's not a whole lot else to root for people. I think it's easier to get behind a guy who might say something a little different, might say something a little crazy. You're going to get some cliches, some platitudes from Scottie Scheffler when he's speaking in interview settings before and after rounds. That said, on the golf course, I've heard that he's boring, and I said that's kind of golf. I mean, like he hits the ball in the fairway, and then he hits it on the green, and sometimes he makes a putt. And I go, I get that it was more fun watching, say, Phil Mickelson back in the day, because he's like, all right, I'm going to hit it 40 yards right into the trees, and I'm going to thread one through the trees, and it's going to go over the green, and then I'm going to chip one to 2 feet, and I'm going to miss the putt, and they're going to tap in for par, and you're like, what was that? That was crazy. Scottie doesn't really do that because he doesn't have to do that. He hits it the fairway, and hits it on the greens. I get that that's kind of boring, but guess what? Being boring in golf is a good thing.
Right. I mean, Tiger was kind of boring on the course, but people rooted for greatness, so I would think that more people – especially if Scheff can win another one, that would be 3 in 4
years.
Yeah,
but Tiger had a charisma about him.
What was the charisma, though? Just on the course.
I don't know. His fist pumps. I think he had it.
Well, Scheffler does that, too. I mean, if Scheffler hits big putt, he gets fiery.
Tiger usually has, like, one dramatic shot around.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, it's not like Tiger had this great personality on the course. He was just dominant.
And
people rooted for him because of his greatness, and I would think they would root for Scheffler. All right, talk about the LIV guys. I mean, the LIV guys showed up yesterday. 5 LIV players in the top 11, including Hatton, who played great. Bryson obviously played really well. Reed and Cam Smith. What are your thoughts on how those guys? Although Rahm did not really play well.
Rahm did not play well. I expect him to have a little bit of a turnaround today. Tyrrell Hatton, man, I miss that guy.
Right.
He is absolutely my favorite guy, especially in interview settings afterwards. He's been critical of Augusta National in the past. Yesterday he was asked if he likes it a little better. He goes, I don't like any golf course. Because this place, he said, you know, I'm just trying to be perfect out here because if it goes just a little bit wrong, all of a sudden it gets in my head and everything falls apart. So I've got to be perfect the entire day. It might be a great summation of Augusta National. Bryson, by the way, you talk about crazy. Bryson DeChambeau, who's wildly talented, and I really like Bryson, and I miss Bryson being out on the PGA Tour as well. Bryson, after the round yesterday, and you know, I asked him, I said, you've been tinkering with clubs all week. Did you finally find the right combination? He goes, oh, gosh, I have no idea. And I'm like, well, when are you going to figure it out? He said, oh, I don't know. I've got my buddies over there. He's got a backpack with more than a dozen driver heads.
Right.
And we're going to test them out in the morning and see which one works the best. And I go, wait, like, you don't know which driver head you're using yet? He goes, yeah. No, we'll test them out in the morning and see. Any other player, I mean, these guys come to the Masters, most of them, very much like you guys and I would, which is, I don't know, here's my golf bag. It's got 14 clubs in it. That's what I'm using today. And, okay, maybe once in a while you're like, I'm not really hitting this three wood very well. Let me see if I want to take it out and try something else. But for the most part, you've got your clubs. Bryson is going to test drivers on the range at Augusta National before the second round after he's already shot 3 under in the first round. That's insane.
It's crazy,
yet,
yeah.
It makes complete sense.
Yeah. Speaking of Rahm, do you think Rahm makes the cut? He's one back of the projected cut now.
Yes, okay. I do. Right. I know he's either started or about to start, so I haven't seen what he's done so far, if he's out there yet. But I have maintained for a long time that John Rahm plays better mad golf than any other elite player in the world. I mean, Rory McIlroy, we were just talking about. Rory gets mad at himself, and all of a sudden, it's like the whole world's falling apart. What are we going to do? And he can't handle the adversity until he comes back and, like, you know, has one of those top five backdoor finishes.
Right.
John Rahm gets mad. I mean, either he's going to shoot 66 today or he's going to smash some tee markers and break his driver in half.
Right.
You know, he was ready to combust yesterday. I do think he has a really good round.
Hey, I got to tell you, when I saw the number, I felt bad for Nick Dunlap. But then I kind of asked, I was just asking a buddy of mine who plays, and I said, how does a guy who's won twice on tour, who's 21, I mean, this guy's won two tournaments, all right? So he's won tournaments on the PGA Tour. How does he shoot 90? I just don't understand that. I mean, he had seven doubles. I don't understand. Usually when a guy plays poorly on the PGA Tour, he might shoot 79, you know, maybe if there's wind implications, low 80s. But 90, when's the last time someone shot 90 on PGA Tour?
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. I feel really badly for him. He won twice last year. Young kid, like you said, apparently he was in tears after his round yesterday. I give him credit for hanging in there. I mean, there are a lot of players who would say, you know, I'm 12 over through 11. Let me, you know, fake some injury and get out of here. But he stuck through it, which I think is pretty cool. I'm sure this means a lot to him. He's not from too far away from here. I believe, you know, he went to school in Alabama. I think he's from there. So, you know, I'm sure he's got friends and family here, and he's embarrassed by it. But he's a really good young player. I think he'll bounce back. And look, it goes to what Tyrrell Hatton said that I said a few minutes ago, which is there's such a fine line, and if your game is a little bit off, it can really get away from you. And I'm sure that's what happened with Dunlap yesterday.
God, I felt horrible for him. All right, so who's your pick? Obviously, a ton of golf left, but who's your pick based on the numbers?
Yeah, so, guys, I do this all the time. I'm studying and researching and trying to make picks. And in my expert opinion, what I've found, guys, is that Scottie Scheffler is really good at golf, plays well at Augusta National. He's trending in the right direction.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I don't know why. I just kind of picked it out thin air, but I kind of like the Scotty Scheffler guy to do something.
I think
well.
He's like plus 250, 260, something like that.
Yeah, the number's not great. Like, look, these are two very different things. Like, hey, who do you think's going to win? Scotty Scheffler. Do you want to bet on Scotty Scheffler at such a short number? I'm like, not really, but I don't want to bet on anyone else either because Scotty's probably going to beat him, and I'm going to lose my money on Oberg or DeChambeau or Rose or anybody else. So I've called it the Scotty Scheffler conundrum because I really don't know what you do in these situations because, again, Scotty's a very short number, but do you want to bet against him right now? Not really.
No.
Good stuff, Jason,
this would be a stupid bet, all right, but I'm pondering it. Mm-hmm. I've got 200. Now I've got a bunch of outstanding bets right now on players, so I probably got a couple hundred bucks out there. I got 280 bucks left in my account. I'm pondering Scotty Scheffler to finish top 10. If I put the entire 280 on it, it pays me 44 bucks. I'm thinking about just doing it.
I think you should. I like it.
If you need the 44 bucks that badly, I say absolutely do it.
All right.
Hammer that.
There you go. All right. I'm going to do it.
Appreciate it,
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Jason Sobel, PGA Tour Radio, CBS Sports HQ analyst, put up the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, they're awesome. Perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. Zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. You can vote at Junks Radio. Who do you want to win the Masters? Cakes, you have to vote right now.
I got to vote.
Justin Rose.
Okay.
Scotty Scheffler.
Yep.
Rory McIlroy or someone else? Who do you want?
I'd go Rory.
Rory's
the feel-good story. Wins the career slam if he wins the
someone
Masters.
Else.
You want someone else? Who's your someone else?
Oberg.
Right now, Rory McIlroy is winning at 38%. The reason why I asked that Scheffler question is he just doesn't seem that popular. You can vote at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.